the money is not the most important thing in the cybersecurity world, but it certainly is a big thing, especially when agencies are where they are when it comes to budgets. What are you seeing on the horizon that someone should be thinking about, talking about, strategizing for in the coming year?
Well, the most important story in cybersecurity this year that's going to shape next year actually came from Australia rather than here. And almost no one in the United States noticed, but the Prime Minister and the Secretary of Defense and a whole lot of other top leaders had their computers hacked in March. And instead of just admiring the problem the way we did, the Secretary of Defense actually assigned the DSD, basically the NSA group equivalent down there, to find out exactly what it would take to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And he found out. And he implemented it across all the agencies in Australia. Two of them are already done. The others are in process. But they've essentially stopped everything but the most advanced attacks. And so what's happened, and Howard Schmidt recognized their breakthrough as one of the awards in the National Cybersecurity Innovation Awards this year. What's happened is all the people who are writing lots of reports about security are kind of looking down under and saying, oh, my God, we actually have to fix it. Now that we know how to fix it, we can no longer say, well, nobody knows, so we should write reports about it. So I think what you're going to see most emphatically this year is a shift from people who call themselves security people because they write about it to the only people who call themselves security people are the ones who actually can correct the problems. And another huge story last year that's going to have this sort of an accelerating effect is the one that government executive did at the 1st of December called, what's it called? Looking the Wrong Way, I think is what it was. Let's see. Looking the Wrong Way. It's the first time I've ever seen a big article saying that the GAO wasn't looking in the right direction. And what had happened was GAO was forcing all the agencies to write the reports instead of fixing the problems.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is the news is shaping the future. So you're in the right business, Francis.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And my wife is especially happy to hear that because she wonders sometimes, I have to admit. But that's a whole other issue that we can talk about at a later date. The issue, though, that I think is fascinating about both of those things is you used the word fix about probably 15 times in that short period of time, Alan. And that is something that I think there are a lot of people out there that have wondered, is this an issue that can be fixed, or is this a continuous process? I mean, we use the term continuous monitoring about cybersecurity all the time. So I wonder if it will be hard to get people to buy into the fact that there are actual fixes, there are actual solutions in this field at all.
I'm not going to claim that we're not in the middle of an arms race, because we are. So no matter what we do, there will be people who move up the technology chain to try to beat us, no matter what we do. But what has gone on for the last 12 years, ever since GISRA, is everyone assumed there was no solution, so they said, well, let's just admire the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's Howard Schmidt's term for it. And they just wrote about it. They didn't actually correct it. So what the Australians did was they said, look, there are lots of things you could do, but these four things actually matter, so start by doing it. And it's the first time I've ever seen CIOs, federal CIOs, and CEOs of major companies saying, hey, I can do that. I can actually get my arms around that. I can figure out whether my people are doing what they need to do. So it's not a shift from there was no solution to there is now suddenly a silver bullet. It's a shift from there was nothing everybody should do, so people just churned, to now we know there are certain things everybody must do.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't do that, we have to replace them. And so we can get on with those jobs, and then there are going to be new things to do when we're done with that. But it's a very different world. It's not a paper world. It's actually a technology world.
Well, I imagine there are a lot of people in the paper business that aren't really excited about that prospect, huh?
They're kicking and screaming. Well, if all you know, if you can't spell TCP and all you know how to use is Microsoft Word, it's hard for somebody to say your job is to actually fix the problem.
So if you and I have this conversation, which we probably will a year from now, and look back at 2012, is that fixing concept what you think we're most likely to be talking about?
Yeah, I think you had at the top of the hour the change in leadership at DHS, and mm-hmm. you made it seem like there was a negative in that. And what has really happened is that DHS has changed from a non-technical organization to a technical organization. And you're going to hear another phenomenal announcement in a couple of weeks about a new person joining them. DHS has been given the authority by OMB to set the rules for federal cybersecurity. And as long as you've got technology people who know what needs to be done, I think you're going to see rapid improvement in federal cybersecurity. I think my greatest hope is the DHS IT department actually leads by example rather than being an example of what not to do.